There's so much to listen to and so little time. Please waste your time with us, Solid State Radio. Let the shenanigans begin. It's the Blarney Hour on Solid State Radio.
Listen here, you bunch of fucking idiots. This is Brendan from the Lagan. You're listening to the Blarney Hour on Solid State Radio. I buck a drink into you and get her done, boy. Go!
I've been working up a thirst, got work in the morning. Well, I guess it could be worse. Get home, get clean, back out,
make hay.
Heading into town, I gotta satisfy my taste for beer, so I'll have a couple on the way. Calling out the boys, no one's answering, sure, that's okay. I know where they are, in the pub by the river, rubbing up the bar.
Oh no, it's happening again. The roof starts flying, the fish begin to swing. It's the same,
hey,
try to
hey,
it for
hey,
a night.
Hey,
got the evening drinking with the boys from Kingston. Oh no, it's happening again. The roof starts to fly and the fish begin to swing. It's the same,
hey,
try to
hey,
it for a night.
Hey,
got the evening drinking with the boys from Kingston. Well, the boys in force and knock back the charge, but somebody always takes the fun a little bit too far. But it always seems, no matter where we go, trouble always seems to know where we are. Kingston boys are gonna win the day. Don't go to anybody getting in the way. When the roots start to fly, you know that's when Kingston boys start swinging out again. Oh no, it's happening again. The roots start to fly and the fists begin to swing. It's the same,
hey,
try to
hey,
it for
hey,
a
hey,
night.
Hey,
got the room to drink with the boys from Kingston. Oh,
it's happening again. The boots start to fly and the fists begin to swing. It's the same, shite, a different night. It's another evening drinking with the boys from Kingston.
Oh no, it's happening again. The boots start to fly and the fists begin to swing. It's the same,
hey,
shite,
hey,
a different night.
Hey,
another evening drinking with the boys from Kingston. Oh no, it's happening again. The boys from Kingston, will it ever end? It's the same,
hey,
shite,
hey,
a different night.
Hey,
another evening drinking with the boys from Kingston.
All right. Happy Saturday, everybody. He's Adam Hairhuck, and I'm Drew Duffney right here on the Blarney Hour.
Whoop, whoop.
We are back in the saddle, live and in living color. You want to reach out to us, catch us on our Facebook page, the Blarney Hour at solidstateradio.net. Send us a message. We will play whatever your little heart desires.
Yep.
I have some obligations because I put out some pre-show posts, but we can fit your requests in here. If anything, we'll just squeeze our way into sessions. We're Irish. We kind of shag our way into every family in the United States.
Yeah, that's when the Blarney Hour puts his arm around the sessions. It's okay. We can stay, right?
That's right.
Come on. We're all family here. Come on. This guy here.
Right.
Got to give it up to Sean Campbell, our program director. He, as soon as that last beat in Same Shite Different Night hit, it was like at 8 o'clock. It was like,
wow.
Yeah.
That's pretty damn remarkable right there.
Yep. In fact, that means Blarney Hour, we started about 3 minutes early. So, yay.
Yeah. Nothing wrong with that.
Thank you, Sean.
We don't mind encroaching on the garage. Spend that time. Nothing against the garage, but
no,
well,
it's a great show.
Yeah, there's no better time of year than summer to listen to Irish music.
Yeah, well, yeah, I think so, because I mean, yeah, everybody does the whole St. Patrick's Day thing, but you know what? It's nice about St. Patrick's Day. It always seems to be like spring, where it's maybe you still need a light jacket, but you're going around, you're going to bars, and you're hanging out with friends and everything else. It's a lot of fun, but it's not blistering cold. I mean, we've had those St. Patrick's
days. Yeah, we've had those St. Patrick's days. But what I always talk about with Irish music, and what a lot of people don't realize, they live on an island. You know? So a lot of the Celtic music was performed on a boat.
Yep.
And you didn't necessarily have the ability to plug in a keyboard or have an amplifier.
Right.
So you had a bodhrum. You know, you had a mandolin. You had a tin whistle. You had a fiddle. You know, and that's where a lot of it comes from. That's where the instrumentals and the music comes from, is the fact that they just entertained themselves where they were and what they did. And it's still that way to this day in Ireland, where a lot of people just kind of bring their instruments there, and it's just an acoustic set in the bar, and they all sing in harmony, and it's a good time. But
that'd be a lot of fun.
Yeah,
I don't know if I'd want to pay the money to fly out to Ireland, but, you know, it'd be fun.
It's like $1,200 to fly to the UK from here. You know, round trip.
Yeah.
So I think it'd be worth it. But maybe someday, you know, things settle down, Joey gets grown up. But
yeah, there you go.
Okay, you know, good thing you're a father. You know, Joey's got a father.
Yeah, absolutely.
Why do all orphans go to Catholic churches?
Why?
Well, they got to call somebody father.
Oh, jeez.
Did we strike a nerve?
I think you shook the hornet's nest now.
All right.
Hang on a second. All right, gird your loins, folks. Hello, Solid State Radio.
Well, hello, boys. How are we tonight?
Hey, Father John.
We thought that joke might trigger you. I'm glad you're listening in this weekend.
Oh, guys, and you're so silly.
But you never give up on us.
Yeah. Well, that's good. That's good, you know, but Adam, I'm in a little bit of trouble.
Oh, yeah?
Oh, yeah.
So, Father John, remember the week you were on remote?
Yes.
And then last weekend I was out of town?
Yes.
Well, the week you were on remote, Father John asked the parish, he says, next week he plans to talk about the sin of lying.
Uh-oh.
And he said, to help us understand, he wanted us all to read Mark 17.
Okay.
Well, what's that, Father?
You go ahead and finish this little story, you guys. Swear to goodness.
So last Sunday, we all go in. We're all in church. And he was getting ready to deliver the homily. And he says, okay, how many people read Mark 17? I raised my hand because I wanted to be the good Catholic that I am.
Yeah.
I alone, out of the entire church. And I thought, yes, I'm going to get some golden points. I'm going to get a front row seat. I'm going to get the freshest communion wafer he's got. My wine is going to be chilled when I drink the blood of Christ. Yeah. Mark has only 16 chapters. And apparently everybody else in the church knew that but me.
Love it.
Only Drew, for heaven's sake. I don't even know what. Do you even own a Bible?
Yeah. Yeah. I stole it from a hotel.
So did you have an exit strategy if he was going to ask you to recite anything from Mark 17?
No. Nope. I was going to plead the fifth at that point and just tell him I'm afraid. I'm afraid of speaking in public.
Oh, boy. You're sure afraid of speaking. It's when you don't know you are, that's for sure, you silly boy.
Oh, well, we'll make it up to you, Father, though. This Monday is my birthday, so I can't do anything about it on Sunday. I can't do anything about it tomorrow. But I'm thinking about having maybe a charity poker tournament or something like that, invite some celebrities, and maybe we'll donate the proceeds to the church.
Hey, after that, you know, I go for them. The money's good.
Yeah, the Irish piece, the priests, they always favor the green.
Yeah, there you go.
But of course, what would you expect from me?
I know, Father. We want to make sure you got good air conditioning in the church, your garden's tended to, your sidewalk's straight and lots good, you got your new roof now, we got the bad inscription off there.
You're lucky boy you did that, I tell you.
Yeah, evil dogs. It says God lives now, you know.
And also we have to get him a Disney Plus, ESPN Plus, because he likes his football.
Yeah, that's true. That's true.
You can't even watch the Detroit Tigers play baseball now.
I know. If you have a certain cable provider, you can't watch Tigers baseball. I mean, I can watch them, and I just choose not to. They've had a rough go of it. They could use a few prayers.
Oh, believe me, they could use a lot more than a few, for heaven's sake. Talk about dropping the ball.
Yeah, no pun intended. Do they have? I don't follow baseball that much, Father. Do they have a play like in football? They have the Hail Mary play, like it's the last resort. Do they have something like that for baseball?
No.
Maybe the surprise bunt.
I don't know how that works. I think baseball is like a filthy sport, though. You know, they spit in their glove and rub the ball in it, and they're always kicking around dirt and all the bases and the mound. And and even when they quit chewing tobacco, they started chewing sunflower seeds. They're always spitting something or kicking something. I feel like that's one of the dirtiest sports there is.
Yep.
Yes, I never thought of it that way, but, you know, that's a good point. I don't follow it like I follow football, of course.
No.
There just isn't any football this time of year, so you got to do something.
I know. They do have that, what's it called, USF or USF or something?
USFL, yeah, Michigan Panthers.
Yeah, Michigan Panthers, you're right.
They do any good?
I haven't kept up with them.
Can't watch it. It drives me crazy.
Their rules are different and they're stupid.
Yeah, it feels weird watching football in the summer.
You know, it kind of does, doesn't it?
But some people love it. Some people love that football. You like football. You excited for the Lions this year?
Oh, I am excited for the Lions this year. I'm thinking all the way to the Super Bowl.
There's not a lot of teams are going to be standing in their way, so you could very well get your wish.
I'm hoping so. Gee. Well, it's been a long wait. Last year was wonderful. Oh, my Lord.
That was a lot of fun.
Yes. In Michigan, too.
Oh, yeah, U of M. Drew's a Spartan fan, so we got to kind of keep that down.
What did you say? He likes dirt?
Well, he found the one team that had green, so he gravitates to it, you know.
Yeah, I don't live in the right state to follow Notre Dame. Sorry, Father.
Oh, I like Notre Dame.
Yeah.
Notre Dame.
The more I talk about Michigan State hockey, I have not seen one car that represents Michigan State that knows how to drive. Like, if they got a Sparty license plate or a Sparty sticker on the back of their car, I feel like they got horse blinders and a muzzle on. Like, they can only see straight ahead. They can't see anybody behind them, anybody's turn signals, red light, green light. Like, it's almost just like they only go by their own rules. Probably a lot like their football team.
Here's a question I used to have, but now they've changed their field. But they're an agricultural college, and for years they had turf.
Yeah.
I think it was all the jokes that made them grow some grass there.
I wholeheartedly believe that. I actually drove through to avoid detours. I drove through one of their gardens or their exterior fields they got down there in Lansing where they test all their different botanicals and things like that. And it looked pretty overgrown to me. I think they're spending too much time in the grass house.
Grass house? There's a grass house?
Just about every fraternity, Father.
You guys must be making some kind of bad joke over there, I can tell.
Yeah, that's where I get them good brownies for you from, Father.
I do like those brownies, though. I gotta say, they are pretty good.
Well, if there's any left after my birthday, I'll bring you some.
Hey, that'd be nice of you. Are you going to even show up tomorrow at all? Or?
No promises. After last Sunday, I'm kind of embarrassed because clearly everybody knew in the church that there was only 16 chapters except me.
Oh, yeah. Oh, yeah. I wonder what only... Even your mother was embarrassed.
I know. But Mrs. Flanagan, her eyesight isn't good enough to see me raise my hand, so I'm in the good graces with her, so I'll still get my cookies for my birthday.
Well, that's good. That's good to know that. You deserve, you always deserve something on your birthday, Prevency.
I just hope this year she can tell the difference between chocolate chips and raisins.
Oh, yeah.
That would make a big difference for heaven's sake.
Yeah.
All right, Father. Well, thanks for the phone call. Always good to hear from you.
Oh, good. You boys have a good night, and may your music play well.
Good night, Father.
Grogan's sitting there in Hogan's, drinking at the bottom of the hill. She broke my heart in the Phoenix Park, and I nearly lost my will. With a brazen head, she turned and said, you need to go walk the long haul. It was getting late, so we jumped the gate and crushed a Trinity ball. She says, are we going home? I says, no. We're going out for the weekend, chasing rainbows, going downstream, wherever the beer flows. I don't really care, wherever the blame goes, cause we're going out and we're
chasing rainbows.
Going out for the weekend, chasing rainbows, going downstream, wherever the beer flows. I don't really care, wherever the blame goes, cause we're going out and we're
chasing rainbows.
She was itching for a dance in the kitchen, so we went to Temple Bar. We stopped on the way for a pint of McDade's, and we never really got that far.
Hey!
4 in the morning, falling through the door of the palace like a king and queen. On a bleeding horse, we set our course for a session, Stephen's Green. For a session? Ha! You know what I mean? We're going out for the weekend, chasing rainbows, going downstream, wherever the beer flows. I don't really care, wherever the blame goes, cause we're going out and we're
chasing rainbows.
Going out for the weekend, chasing rainbows, going downstream, wherever the beer flows. I don't really care, wherever the blame goes, cause we're going out and we're
chasing rainbows.
In which I could excel. An ad for a ship in need of some manning. Men, sails and purpose, but lacking a captain. What luck, says I, to find such good fortune. A few white lies later, I ran down the pier. Bought me a coat and a cutlass or two. Jumped on the deck and I yelled at the crew.
Hoist up the thing, pan down the what's it. What's that thing spinning? Somebody should stop it. Turn hard to port.
Now I've got it.
Trust me, I'm in control.
I can't sing the shanties, it has to be said. And all of that grog just goes right to my head. Whale meat is gross and I miss a girl's laugh. 5 weeks at sea, even Dave seems a catch.
Hoist up the thing, band down the what's it. What's that thing spinning? Somebody should stop it. Turn hard to port,
that's not port. Now I've got it.
Trust me, I'm in control.
We've hit icy waters, no land to be seen. The food's getting low and the beer has gone green. There's murmurs of discontent under the deck. If I don't act fast, it could be my neck. So pull up the
charts and those wiggle machines. I see what it says, but no clue what it means. Just pull on some levers and yank on some chains. Think about back till we've landed again.
Hoist up the thing, pan down the what's it? What's that thing spinning? Somebody should stop it. Turn out to port.
That's not port. Now I've got it.
Trust me, I'm in control. Hoist up the thing, pan down the what's it? What's that thing spinning? Somebody should stop it. Turn out to port.
That's not port. Now I've got it.
Trust me, I'm in control. Oh, hoist up the thing, pan down the what's it? What's that thing spinning? Somebody should stop it. Turn out to port.
That's not port.
Now I've got it. Trust me, I'm in control. Oh, hoist up the thing, pan down the what's it? What's that thing spinning? Somebody should stop it.
The Blarney Hour. We drink because it's not good to keep things bottled up.
Well, I was a lad in a fishing town. The old man said to me, you can spend your life, your jolly life, just sailing on the sea. You can search the world for pretty girls till your eyes are weak and dim. But don't go searching for a mermaid, son, if you don't know how to swim. Cause her hair was green as seaweed, her skin was blue and pale. Her face, it was a work of art. I love that girl with all my heart, but I only like the upper part. I did not like the tail. Signed unto a sailing ship, my very first day at sea. I seen the mermaid in the waves, they're reaching out to me. Come and live with me in the sea, said she, down on the ocean floor. And I'll show you a million wondrous things you've never seen before. So over I jumped and she pulled me down, down to her seaweed bed. And a pillow made of a tortoise shell she placed beneath my head. She fed me shrimp and caviar upon the silver dish. From her head to her waist, it was just my taste, but the rest of her was a fish. Cause her hair was green as seaweed, her skin was blue and pale. Her face, it was a work of art. I love that girl with all my heart. I only like the upper part. I did not like the tail. She swam away, so I sang to the clams and the whales. Oh, how I miss her seaweed hair and the silver shine of her scales. But then her sister, she swam by, set my heart awhirl. Cause her upper part was an ugly fish, but her bottom part was a girl. Yes, her hair is green as seaweed, her skin is blue and pale. Her legs, they are a work of art. I love that girl with all my heart. And I don't give a damn about the upper part, cause that's how I get my tail. Come here, mate, up and down. Show me your fillets. Here, fishy, fishy, fishy. Come here, mate.
And I've got four walls around me. I've got the sun in the sky, all the water surround me. Oh, you know. Yeah, I win now, sometimes I lose. I've been battered, but I never bruise. It's not so bad.
just an ordinary day, and it's all your state of mind. At the end of the day, you just got to say it's all right. Of the corner, what keeps her from dying? Let them say what they want, she won't stop trying. Oh, you know, she might stumble if they push her out, she might fall, but she'll never lie down. It's not so bad. And I say, wait, hey, hey, it's just an ordinary day, and it's all your state of mind. At the end of the day, you just got to say it's alright. It's alright, it's alright, it's alright. Life, there's always some sorrow, and it's a double-edged knife, but there's always tomorrow, you know. It's up to you now if you sink or swim, just keep the faith that your ship will come in. It's not so bad. And I say, wait, it's just an ordinary day, and it's all your state of mind. At the end of the day, you just got to say, I say, wait, it's just an ordinary day, and it's all your state of mind. At the end of the day, you just got to say, it's all right. 'Cause it's all right, it's all right. 'Cause I've got a smile on my face, and I've got four walls.
All right. Welcome back, everybody. I'm Drew Duffney. He's Adam Harahuck. Happy Saturday.
Whoop, whoop.
It was Great Big C with Ordinary Day, man. We had the Longest Johns in there.
Yeah.
Just a whole...
The mermaid.
Yeah.
I like that part.
Yeah. The upper part was a girl. Oh, well, how's everybody doing tonight? You can reach out to us right here at Solid State Radio. Catch us on the Blarney Hour message page. You can reach out to the Sessions message page, solidstateradio.net. We will get your music on. Let us know what you want to hear. We got stuff coming up from the Irish Rovers, the Real McKenzies, the Stanfield, yeah. Stone Clover. Just whatever you want to hear, we're going to play it. We got a big party coming up. Monday. I know Monday doesn't seem like a day to party.
It's your birthday.
Yep. I'm catching up to you.
That's right.
You know, we're, I'll be 49 this year. You, on the other hand.
Yep.
You, on the other hand, are going to be a quinquagenarian.
Quinquagenarian. Okay.
Yeah,
I've heard like octogenarians, because anytime somebody beats up an 80-year-old, it's all the octogenarian.
Yeah, you're a quinquagenarian.
Quinquagenarian.
Yeah, how about that? So, but okay. I catch it up to you now, 49. We're going to be celebrating probably here. I don't know that it'll be on the Happy Hour show, but we're going to be downtown for the Lapeer Food Truck Festival.
Yeah.
A lot of local stuff going on. Maybe stick around for the car show. I don't know. Depends on...
They always have some good cars out there.
Right, right. So.
And then apparently, bike night, I stuck my head out of the studio last Friday. The place was slammed with bikes. It was awesome.
Yeah.
It's a great time out here. Always good things going on downtown Lapeer. Kudos to the DDA and the city of Lapeer for really keeping things moving.
And that's DDA, or Downtown Development Authority. But in all seriousness, folks, if you're going to be drinking, make sure you get a designated driver. This is just my public service announcement for my birthday month. The other night, you know, small town, I was walking out of the pub, and local law enforcement saw me, and I was just trying to find my car. I had my key out. I was just trying to find my car, and he says, "Sir, are you okay?" And I think he knew that I had been drinking. I said, "Yeah, I'm trying to find my car."
Yeah.
He said, where was it? And I said, well, it was on the other end of this key. And he said, sir, have you been drinking today? And I said, yep, since this morning. And he said, do you realize your zipper's down? I said, oh, Jesus, I've lost my girlfriend, too. She was on the other end of something else. Anyway, all things considered, he helped me find my car, and then they were going to take me to jail, and all of a sudden my chauffeur showed up. So before you know it, I was home safe.
There you go. Good.
Anyway,
for you.
Shall we get back into the music?
Yeah, here's Irish Rovers.
Right here in the Blarney Hour on Solid State Radio.
What will we do with the drunken sailor? What will we do with the drunken sailor? What will we do with the drunken sailor early in the morning? Way, hey, and up she rises. Way, hey, and up she rises. Way, hey, and up she rises early in the morning.
Shave his belly with a rusty razor. Shave his belly with a rusty razor. Shave his belly with a rusty razor early in the morning.
Way, hey, and up she rises. Way, hey, and up she rises. Way, hey, and up she rises early in the morning.
We'll put him in a longboat till he's sober. Put him in a longboat till he's sober. Put him in a longboat till he's sober early in the morning.
Way, hey, and up she rises. Way, hey. She rises, way, hey, and up she rises early in the morning.
Stick him in the scupper with a hose pipe on him. Stick him in the scupper with a hose pipe on him. Stick him in the scupper with a hose pipe on him.
That's what we do with the drunken sailor early in the morning. Way, hey, and up she rises. Way, hey, and up she rises. Way, hey, and up she rises early in the morning. Way, hey, and up she rises. Way, hey, and up she rises. Way, hey, and up she rises early in the morning.
Seven, eight, nine,
pretend you won't make it again.
You call it alcoholism, I call it liver CrossFit. The Blarney Hour on Solid State Radio.
I used to dream in color and I wished away the days, waiting on the slightest chance that I would get to play. A gilded harp, a silver horn with a bunny tune to sing. A place inside a golden hall to prance around the king. When I was young, I wished to be up to my neck in a fantasy. Why did I sign on that bloody dotted line? Let the devils hold it over me. Is it a crime to live and you cannot afford the means? Is it a crime to walk the earth like ravenous machines? Is there a way to bridge a gap across a great divide? Is it a secret thrill to know the gods are on your side? When I was young, I wished to be a landed man with a back 40. Why did I sign on that bloody dotted line? Let the devils hold the door for me. My wits, the stink still fills my pores from the night they kicked down the door, down the door, down the door. The blood still stains my lips, the grief still chafes my soul. My pride was raked through the coals, through the coals, through the coals. The yonder prison walls, they own my flesh and bones. But my thoughts are mine alone, mine alone, mine alone. Thank you.
Mark your calendars for the next Sessions concert series. Saturday, June 29th, get out to Cascadon Lounge for three great bands that I play on Sessions who put on a fantastic stage show. Plethora, Wisher, and Vlad's Skeletal Circus. They'll be taking full advantage of the Cascadon stage on June 29th, and the best part is, it's free! Cascadon Lounge is located at 4099 South Lapeer Road in Metamora. Plethora, Wisher, and Vlad's Skeletal Circus, all on one night. It's a Sessions concert series. Support local music.
Swiftlet Technology is a Flint-based engineering services company focused on helping you design a technical solution to your business needs. We offer prototype and proof-of-concept services to help you evaluate your idea, or workforce augmentation to help you make your idea a reality. Specializing in electronics and software, our team is ready to help you figure out what to build and then help you build it. Find out more at swiftlet.technology.
Online betting can be fun. It's kind of like whitewater rafting. The rush of excitement, the thrill. Well, until your raft is heading straight for a huge waterfall. For tips that will help keep you afloat, go to don'tregretthebet.org. Sponsored by the Michigan Association of Broadcasters and the Michigan Gaming Control Board. Have a gambling problem? Call the Problem Gambling Helpline at 1-800-270-7117.
Welcome to Historic Lapeer. Named for the stone that lined the bed of our river, we are a vibrant small town where our residents proudly walk in the footsteps of fur traders and natives. We are born with an independent spirit, and that spirit has lived with us from the early days of dueling courthouses to the east-west rivalries of dueling high schools. We are an unusual oasis, close enough to be truly connected, far enough to be a place apart. We are proud of our past and excited for our future, from our cool new businesses, coffee shops, restaurants, and boutiques, to the huge support for the theater and the arts. We invite you to discover this place we call home, discover why we say Historic Lapeer, remarkably close.
You can now use your Alexa device to listen to Solid State Radio. Find the Solid State Radio skill in the Alexa app, and she will hook you up with your local alternative fix. Hey, Alexa, play Solid State Radio.
Playing Solid State Radio.
This is a game changer. This is going to blow things up.
Self-destruct mode engaged in 5, 4, 3.
No, wait, Alexa, cancel. Just one more way you can enjoy your local alternative, Solid State Radio. Alexa, you crazy.
Around and find out.
When you're a foster parent, you play a lot of roles.
Provider, giving a foster child a safe home, healthy meals, and hope.
You're always there.
You're a cheerleader.
Your family. You would do anything for a child in your care.
Every day is different. Every need is different. But one of the most impactful roles you can play in life is being a foster parent. See why at michigan.gov/hopeforahome. Sponsored by the Michigan Department of Health and Human Services and the Michigan Association of Broadcasters.
Hi, I'm Brian Herrick, owner of Happy Days Smoke & More. We're an old-school head shop with a unique atmosphere. We carry local CBD products along with a wide selection of vape and garden supplies, custom blown glass and etching, also tattoo parlor, bulk tobacco, and much, much more. That makes us one of a kind and no one like us. So come on in and let us help you find what you need. Happy Day Smoke & More is located next to Rick and Nick's Party Store south of Bad Axe.
Stone's Throw Theater, located in downtown Lapeer, is pleased to present the Honky Tonk Angels, taking place June 8th through the 16th, Saturdays and Sundays. Saturday performances at 7:30, Sundays at 2 o'clock. Ticket prices are $25 for general admission and $22 for senior, student, and military. Tickets can be purchased online at stonesthrowtheater.org or by calling 810-660-7805. Stone's Throw Theater, where music, theater, and art are only a stone's throw away.
Sure, there are a million reasons keeping you from going back to school, but here's one solid reason to let go of them all. Michigan Reconnect can help you earn a community college degree tuition-free. So go ahead, explore your calling, uncover more opportunities, and find where you're meant to be. Get started on your tuition-free journey today at michigan.gov/reconnect. Sponsored by the Michigan Association of Broadcasters and the Michigan Department of Labor and Economic Opportunity.
When you want to unwind, Cascadon Lounge in Metamora has everything you need. Hot food, cold drinks, keno, 6 pool tables, pinball, darts, air hockey. For the musicians, every Thursday night is open mic night. Then on the weekends, Cascadons has the best bands around lighting up their stage. Cascadon Lounge is located at 4099 South Lapeer Road in Metamora. Give them a call at 810-678-2116. That's 810-678-2116. You deserve to relax, and now you know the place. Cascadon Lounge.
All right, welcome back, everybody. We got them bills paid. He's Adam Hairhuck. I'm Drew Duffany right here on the Blarney Hour. My gosh.
Got to give a shout-out to Night and Day over at Tilted Access. We were hanging out there.
Yeah.
You couldn't remember their name, but you just...
Yeah, well, I remember that's what Nicole kept saying. You know, we're friends on Facebook. You think I'd know more. I saw him, and I recognized him, and that's all I could think of because... So who's the actor from the
Tom Cruise?
So that's what it is. Is Tom and Nicole? That's as a couple. That's who they are. And she goes, it's easy. Tom and Nicole, like Night and Day. Nicole Kidman and Tom Cruise. That was all relative. And then who else? Mike Schreen's aunt was there.
Yeah, the owner of South State. One of the co-owners of South State Radio. His aunt was there. And just asked us, yeah, South State Radio, right? And I'm like, oh, we've got fans.
Yeah, yeah. We had a big old party right here in Detroit. You and I kind of missed it. I saw it because I had to go pick up some Faygo. But they were in Roosevelt Park.
Yeah.
By Corktown. Did you guys talk about this on?
We did not.
Okay, but you did see it.
I've heard about it. I've heard who performed. It was to kind of reopen the train station.
Yeah, yeah.
A big project to redevelop that.
Yeah.
And I think they turned it into like office buildings and stuff like that, is in addition to being train station.
Right. They completely redeveloped it, and they brought back Motown.
Diana Ross was there. Eminem made a surprise. Well, a surprise. He was an executive producer of the show, but so it wasn't a quote-unquote surprise. But Jelly Roll was there.
Yeah, it was Michigan Central Station.
Yep.
And Rick Ross was there.
Big Sean.
Yep. And the thing was, I saw that written on a building the other side of the Faygo. And I mean, like, written on the building in a mural. Like, a huge, like... No exaggeration when I say like 30 by 60 mural.
Yeah.
Like it must have taken them. Melissa Etheridge, Fantasia, Jelly Roll.
They did a
Bob Seger.
Yeah, they did a tribute to Bob Seger.
Shakedown was what they played. Really, that was in Beverly Hills Cop. Yeah,
that's
the
one they played.
Yeah, it was in Beverly Hills Cop too.
Wow. Well. It aired live on Peacock. And
Jelly Roll did Turn the Page.
Okay.
Yep.
It's airing again tomorrow night on NBC.
Yeah. The Clark Sisters performed a lot of their songs. Barry Sanders was there. Of course, he seems to be at every Detroit thing, which is good.
Yeah.
I'm glad he supports Detroit. And I bet it's kind of like an eye-opener to him. And he's probably smiling at his age, seeing Detroit turn around to what it is.
Yep.
You know, I mean, look at the NFL draft.
Oh, they turned out.
Yeah.
And they made everybody proud. I mean,
right.
You even had like a singer from Poison, Bret Michaels, posting on his social media going, wow, Detroit, you really did it proud. No, I was going to say. Jared Goff was there.
Ahmed St. Brown was there.
Yep.
Sam Richardson. Did the introductions.
Red Wings.
Greg Mathis, Judge Greg Mathis, the TV judge, was there.
Oh, really?
Sophia Bush. And all of these people. Oh, Jack White came
on. Jack White was there.
Yeah, from the White Stripes.
Not too shabby.
You know, and all of these people live in Michigan. They support Michigan quietly. You know, I mean, you don't see Jack White or Eminem on the news going, yeah, I just donated X amount of money to this school district
or
buy computers. They just do it.
Yeah.
You know, but Bill Ford was out there from the Ford family. What a night. You know, so kudos to Detroit. I know we're not in Detroit, and I'm born and raised in Flint, so there's all that. Well, Flint's got their own, too.
Yeah.
But anything that boosts the state of Michigan and improves our state,
right.
I'm all about, especially Detroit that has struggled for so many years.
It's always been like a punchline for a late-night talk show host.
Sure.
Oh, it could be like Detroit.
Yeah.
But now it's...
Yeah,
you
look
see,
at us now.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Doing better. You know. Doing better.
So when you talk about... when you talk about the struggles and the trials and the tribulations and the fighting spirit, that does nothing but support the Irish. And guess what? Coming up next, ladies and gentlemen, we have a blend of both... The Irish fighting, rugged spirit in the heart, in the soul of Detroit. We have the one and only Detroit Patty Slag, Stone Clover, right here on the Blarney Hour on Solid State Radio.
Until the warmth of dawn.
So roll, roll, you bastards, you never can tell. Through water like glass, above a briny hell. So roll, holler, come give her all you can. Or the sea, she will best us, we'll never see the land.
We carry on the burden and we hide our grim as well. For the day will come for us to mutiny. But as long as we survive, our hope and pride they can't deprive. And we'll carry on our melody to sing in harmony.
So roll, roll, you bastards, you never can tell. Over water.
never see, she will best us. We'll never see the land.
Hey guys, my name's Arissa Kelly. I'm a professional foot archer all the way from London, and you're listening to the Blarney Hour on Solid State Radio.
I've tried, 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 and I've tried even more. I've cried, 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 and I can't recall what for. I've pressed, I've pushed, I've yelled, I've begged in hopes of some success. But the inevitable fact is that it never will impress. I've no more fucks to give, my fucks have runneth dry. I've tried to go fuck shopping, but there's no fucks left to buy. I've no more fucks to give, though more fucks I've tried to get. I'm over my fuck budget, and I'm now in fucking debt. Strive to get everything done. I've played by all the rules, but I've very rarely won. I've smiled, I've charmed, I've wooed and laughed, alas, to no avail. I've run round like a moron to unequivocally fail. I've no more fucks to give, my fuck fuse has just blown. I've been hunting for my fucks all day, but they've upped and fucked off home. I've no more fucks to give, my fuck rations are depleted. I've rallied my fuck army, but it's been fucking defeated. The effort has just not been worth the time or the expense. I've exhausted all my energy for minimal recompense. The distinct lack of acknowledgement has now to realize that I don't give a fuck at all. I've no more fucks to give, my fucks have flown away. My fucks are now so fucked off they refuse to fucking stay. I've no more fucks to give, my fucks have gone insane. They've come back round and past me while they're fucking off again. I've no more fucks to give, my fucks have all dissolved. I plan many projects, but my fucks won't be involved. I've no more fucks